Yeah, is Jack in?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Jeremiah from Cardiff. He just called me.
Just a sec.
All right, thanks.
This is Jack.
Hey, Jack, it's Jeremiah from Cardiff. How are you?
Hi. I just
good,
came
good. I
across
just.
An email that you sent to the company.
Yeah, I spoke to Chris last time.
Right. And it says, here's a quick highlight reel. You're pre-approved for $250K, good for equipment new or used.
We have a lot of different programs. We actually give you the maximum.
What do we have to do to access that?
Okay.
Go through an approval process still? What does pre-approved mean?
Basically, yeah, we have you guys pre-approved up to 250K, so that's kind of like your max, as long as everything looks right. And based off, I mean, when I last spoke to Chris, he was mentioning you guys were looking to buy materials, and you'd probably be looking for around, $150K. Is that right, or are you looking for the full 250?
Don't know yet.
Okay.
Could you
okay.
Add, you hold just a second?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Jeremiah, I'm back.
Yeah, okay, Jack.
All right, so we are actually, Chris is currently at a machinery dealer in Charlotte.
Okay.
Planning to buy a CNC machine for $126,000, and he's looking at an edge bander, which could be, I don't know the price of what he's looking at, could be as much as $80,000, so we could be in the $200,000 vicinity. But one of the things that's not in this email at all is what kind of terms do you lend money on? Is this going to be like a 5-year term loan or a lease with a buyout, or what are we talking about?
Well, that kind of depends on what do you guys want? Do you want a 5-year term? We do all that. So we have, we have so many different types of programs. We kind of gear it towards what's best for you guys and what you're looking for.
Well, I have to talk to the accountant to make sure, but I think usually we like to buy it with a term loan so that we take depreciation.
Absolutely. Okay. Let me go ahead and note that here.
What interest rate do you...
Typically, our rates start mid-single digits. It really kind of depends on what you guys look like on paper. Do you know... I'm sorry?
I say you haven't looked at how we look on paper yet?
No, he never sent me your guys' like information. We had just spoke maybe for about half an hour, and he said that it would you'd probably wait till the end of July to get some. So,
we're moving ahead a little quicker.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally understand the process.
What basis do you have us approved for $250K?
It had to do with some past financing that you guys had done with. Hold on one second, I can pull it up. It's one of the banks in our. Our network here. Let me pull up your account real quick. Now, this is Jack, right?
Yeah.
Jack, okay. Are you part of the owners? One of the owners, Jack?
No.
Okay.
I'm the president, though.
The president, okay. It was based on Keystone.
Oh, yeah, Keystone, right.
So based on that, we kind of, we figured that you guys have a pretty decent credit and your payment history was good. So, we based it off of that.
Find all of that would be true.
Yeah. Okay, good. So, I mean, basically what I need is just a short one-page application. It's like half a page, literally. It'll just have the owner's information, their socials, and a signature, basically. And then if you could send me over the quotes for the machines that Chris is looking at, if you happen to have those, it'd be very... Okay, I mean, it's not a big deal. You have the numbers. I got 126 for the CNC, and then 80 for the edge bander.
Yeah, they're not they haven't selected an edge bander yet, but they do have... the CNC is nailed down, so...
Okay. Let's work on getting this for you right away. Is there going to be a cost for, like, an install or, shipping it over here? Yeah.
I don't know that yet.
Okay. All right, no worries.
Things they're working on down there.
Okay, perfect. So do you want me to send that app over to that same email, roscoebrothers@gmail?
I have it.
Oh, you have it? Okay, yeah. If you want to just get it filled out for me, Jack, and then you can either email it or...
Where is the Bank of Cardiff?
Oh, we're located in San Diego. We have a few locations, actually. We have some in Irvine, out here in La Jolla, California.
Mm-hmm.
We've been around for about 12 years now. But I was in touch with Nick and on and off for 6 months now, just waiting for you guys to make that move.
Well, I'm, can you do loans as at 5%?
We have been known. Those are for like our top tier customers. So as long as you guys are looking like that on paper, I don't see why we can't, you know, meet something like that.
Been in business about 3 years. Is that a limiting factor? Is that
it does come into play. I know Chris was mentioning that you guys do around 1.5 in sales. That's what you did last year. It shouldn't be an issue. I mean, if the numbers are right, the credit's there, the traditional, you know, equipment loans are really based off of credit and your time in business. So 3 years. It's a little short, but as long as the credit is there, I don't see it being a problem. Have you guys tried going to Keystone? Or?
No, we haven't talked to them.
Okay, all right. Yeah, let's see what I could do for you. I mean,
their interest rate was a little high for us the last time, and we've taken that loan out and replaced it with a bank loan.
Okay. What did you guys get with the bank loan last time?
What percent?
Yeah.
I think it's between 5 and 6.
Okay, 5 to 6%. Well, that's what I'm going to shoot for. So, obviously, it's the lowest rate. We want to, especially with you guys being a first-time customer with us, we want to be able to earn your business. So, I know that he was also mentioning possibly getting capital for materials. Is that even still in the pipeline? Yeah, like he was saying something about to buy cabinets for the schools and the rails and... So,
per job basis or a just a line of credit that?
What's only it's with the capital? It's a little bit more expensive than a bank loan or a line of credit because it's unsecured. So we don't tie any of your guys' assets down. We kind of just give you the cash, and then you guys are able to do whatever you want with it. We deposit in your bank account and. Free range, and you just give it back to us with a set payback amount. So we don't have like an.
What are the repayment terms?
We
get basically pestered by people who want to give us money immediately and start paying it back daily.
Yeah, yeah. Well, with your guys' type of credit and business, I mean, a lot of time for first-time borrowers, they probably won't do monthly payments because they want to make sure you're going to pay it back. I can probably get you weekly payments to be upfront with you about it. But I know, you know, a lot of first-timers are usually between daily and weekly. But the amount of sales you guys are doing, I'm able to get you probably around $150,000-$200,000 in working capital. So I know Chris was mentioning that, you know, your guys' margins are around 40%. And, you know, if you guys can flip that within 30 to 60 days, it could be very, you know, lucrative for both sides. So I know that. If you guys, he was saying you guys do between 30 to 50 jobs per year?
Probably.
Roughly, okay. I mean, like I said, and once we build that relationship, once you do one loan with us and you come back and say, we got another project, we're not going to like, your rates are going to be completely different as a returning customer. So.
Well, give me an idea of what we're talking about for rates.
Okay.
For a first-time loan and then as a returning customer.
Okay. I know sometimes it can start off between 15 cents on the dollar all the way up to 30 cents on the dollar first times, and then it could be dropped all the way down to 10 cents on the dollar. It just depends on – and now it depends on the term of the loan as well. So if you only need the money for 6 months, it's going to be different versus if you need the money for a year and a half, right? Or if you need it for 3 months, it's going to be a lot less of a payback. So, I mean, if it just makes sense, if you can take $150,000 and make money off of it after you pay us back, it makes sense, then do it. If you can't, then don't do it because it's just going to hurt your business.
Right, right.
You know, so.
So 10 cents to 30 cents on the dollar. So you give us $100,000 and 6 months payments, we give you $130,000 back. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Okay. So that's a fairly high annual interest rate.
Yeah, but remember, it's not annual, so there is no, it's a set payback, right? So it's just, yeah, we don't, you know, you don't just pay the minimum payment, you're just paying the interest. You're literally, it's just, but the reason why it is higher, Jack, is because it's unsecured. It's a risk. It's a high risk for us, right? Like, we're lending the money to you based off your word saying that you're going to pay us back.
Right.
You know, we're not going to tie any assets down, and it doesn't even go on your credit. It's literally us saying, okay, we looking at your business, you guys are doing well, you can make money off this money, we believe that you'll pay us back.
Okay.
Okay.
Was looking through the emails, and I read this one, and I thought I'd just give you a call.
I appreciate that. Definitely do appreciate that. But I do want to get you that CNC right away. You said he's there at the show right now. So if you can just get me that... that equipment app, I can get it, get an approval here like within 24 hours. That's another thing about us. We work very fast. And I actually have an underwriter here in the next room here that works on the equipment. So I can get that worked on right away.
All right. I'll talk to Chris when he gets back tomorrow.
All right. Perfect, Jack. Appreciate you giving me a call. If you need anything, give me a call or shoot me an email. I'll answer any questions you got.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.
Bye.
Bye.